Injured actors, fines from federal authorities. The Broadway musical Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark has been plagued by these problems and more during its long preview run. On Wednesday, the producers of the most expensive show in Broadway history, $65 million, announced that Tony Award-winning director Julie Taymor would have a diminished role, raising even more questions about the future of the musical. Here with the latest is Patrick Healy. He's a theater reporter for the New York Times. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Carrie.
Okay, Patrick, on the one hand, Julie Taymor is said to be still on board, but in a smaller capacity. On the other, she's said to be out entirely. What's the real story?
Well, it seems like some face-saving is going on. Julie Taymor will still be listed as the director of record in the playbill. She'll still be listed as a co-scriptwriter. But look, she's out, and it's an extraordinary sacking. I mean, she has been on the show for 9 years. She built it herself. She's a Tony Award-winning director from The Lion King. She's sort of a golden girl of Broadway. But the show has been having so many problems, some of which I think have little to do with Julie Taymor, that the producers needed to, you know, do a game changer, and they think that that's getting rid of their director.
As you said, Taymor is a huge force in the theater. So how did something like this happen?
Well, it's commercial Broadway. You know, it's a $65 million show, as you said. It's the most expensive show to run, more than $1 million each week. So they have to sell a lot of tickets. And for whatever reason, the show has had, you know, a good number of problems, some of which you listed. Others, the critics, you know, almost uniformly hated it. And some shows are critic-proof, but $65 million show is always hard to be critic-proof. So they needed to do something that would, you know, ultimately, sort of change the show, sort of send a signal that they were doing a lot of work on it, you know, in the hopes that the critics and audience members and maybe people, audience members who were skeptical about buying tickets will give it a second look.
It's had the longest preview run in Broadway history. It's been postponed, the opening night's been postponed a staggering 6 times. Can this show really be saved?
Well, we'll see. You know, I think the idea is that Spider-Man is a brand that rises above, you know, all the media gossip and the, you know, day-to-day little controversies. U2 has a huge following. You know, the idea is, okay, the show, you know, will run or won't run on Broadway, but ultimately they can take a version to Vegas where they can probably run it for a very long time. There'll always be people coming off the gambling floors who want to see a show.
Sure.
You know, it could make a ton of money there. It could go to London. It could go around the world because so many people know Spider-Man.
It's got a lot of potential, in other words.
Sure.
Okay, what is the official opening night date?
Well, it's funny. Finally, they've decided, since they had to keep canceling on themselves, they now have not – they won't pick a date. So they're just saying early summer. So
okay.
The thinking is it'll be around the Tony Awards in mid-June.
Thanks a lot, Patrick.
Thanks, Carrie.
Patrick Healy is a theater reporter for the New York Times. And that's today's Arts File on Classical 105.9 FM WQXR.